This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. India's capital, New Delhi, has been placed into a week-long lockdown in response to a massive surge in new COVID-19 cases. It also comes as India's chief minister is now urging the federal government to provide more hospital beds to tackle the COVID crisis after New Delhi recorded more than 25,000 new cases within a 24-hour period, with about one in three people tested returning a positive result. India's government relaxed almost all lockdown curbs last year by the beginning of 2021, although some regions have introduced localized restrictions. Hundreds of passengers thronged Australian airports Monday as an open border system began with New Zealand, a pandemic milestone that allows Australian residents to fly there for the first time in over a year without having to quarantine for 2 weeks. Though most Australian states have allowed quarantine-free visits from New Zealand residents since late last year, New Zealand had enforced isolation for arrivals from its neighbor, citing concern about sporadic virus outbreaks there. Both Australia and New Zealand had largely closed their borders to non-citizens and permanent residents more than a year ago, helping to keep their COVID-19 numbers relatively low compared with several other developed countries. Some countries are restricting use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to certain age groups or suspending use altogether after European and British regulators confirmed possible links to rare blood clots. In Britain, the vaccination committee has said an alternative should be given for people younger than 30 where possible, but people should continue to have a second shot if they have received a first dose of the vaccine. This is VOA News. Russia's Interior Ministry Monday called on the population not to take part in planned protests this week in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny's health has seriously deteriorated while on a hunger strike in prison. The Russian State Penitentiary Service says Navalny is to be hospitalized. It comes as Russia's ambassador to Britain said the ailing Navalny will not be allowed to die in prison and accused him of attention seeking. Associates of the imprisoned Russian opposition leader are calling for massive protests in Moscow and St. Petersburg Wednesday. The 44-year-old Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's most visible critic. Russia has ordered 20 Czech diplomats to leave the country within a day in response to Prague's expulsion of 18 Russian diplomats. The Czech government has alleged the Russian embassy staffers were spies for a military intelligence agency that was involved in a fatal ammunition depot explosion in 2014. The Czech ambassador was summoned to the Russian Foreign Ministry and told the 20 diplomats must leave by the close of Monday. Egypt's Interior Ministry said Monday it killed three terrorist elements in the Sinai Peninsula suspected of involvement in the execution of a Coptic Christian claimed by an Islamic State-affiliated group. Three suspected militants were killed in an intense firefight with security forces, the ministry added. The ministry also said its troops found one suicide belt and a hand grenade in the militants' possession. It said a manhunt was continuing for other suspected members of the cell. In response to killings in Niger, the government is calling the incident a cowardly attack by people who claim to be Muslims. Gunmen on motorcycle attacked the village near Niger's troubled border with Mali, shooting at people as they prayed at the mosque during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and killing 19 people. The attack took place in a village which has come under repeated attack by suspected Islamic militants since January. The European Union resolved Monday to step up its influence in the Indo-Pacific region, using areas from security to health to protect its interests and counter China's rising power, although the bloc insists its strategy is not against Beijing. Led by France, Germany, and the Netherlands, who first set out ways to deepen ties with countries such as India, Japan, and Australia, the 27-member bloc wants to use the nascent plan to show Beijing that it is against the spread of authoritarianism. And NASA successfully flew the Ingenuity helicopter on Mars Monday, according to data and images sent back to Earth. A short clip sent back by the Perseverance rover showed the 4-pound chopper grounded at first and then hovering. This is the